two live concerts of piano music from London's Wigmore Hall. On Monday on BBC Radio 3 at 1 o'clock and 7:30.
Well, the time today is 1 o'clock. This is BBC Radio 3. We're on 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and also online. It's time now for the news with David Cornett.
Heavy snow is causing disruption to travel across much of Britain. Up to 6 inches of snow fell in some areas overnight, and on the M40, up to 100 vehicles were left stranded. The Met Office has warned drivers to expect treacherous conditions today as ice forms on the roads. A third of flights due to leave Heathrow Airport today have been cancelled, and some train services in southern England have been disrupted. The Foreign Secretary, William Hague, has accused Russia and China of encouraging further bloodshed in Syria after they vetoed a UN Security Council resolution condemning the Assad regime. Russia said it could not support measures calling for the departure of President Assad. Mr. Hague said both countries had taken up an indefensible position. More than 40 supporters of the former Libyan dictator Colonel Gaddafi have gone on trial in the eastern city of Benghazi. The judge overseeing proceedings said it was the first trial of people accused of attempting to crush the uprising, which began last year. At least 7 people have been killed in a bomb attack in southern Afghanistan. Most of the dead are police officers, although one child was also killed. The explosives were hidden inside a vehicle which entered a police car park close to the Kandahar City Police headquarters. The Deputy Prime Minister, Nick Clegg, has defended the government's plans to push through major changes to the health service in England at a time when the NHS is being asked to save billions of pounds. The Labour leader Ed Miliband has called on health professionals and politicians to work together to prevent what he called a leap into the dark for the NHS. The former Cuban president Fidel Castro has made a rare public appearance to launch his memoirs. The book, Guerrilla of Time, relates his childhood and rise to power in the Cuban Revolution. Fidel Castro, who's 85, hadn't been seen in public since April last year. And the weather, a very cold day, especially in eastern England. Tonight, outbreaks of rain will affect northwest England, the Midlands and southeast England. BBC News and Weather at 1:03.
Read by David Cornett. Well, I'm Jill Anderson. Very good afternoon to you. Our Sunday concert at 2 o'clock is a recital of string quartets by Beethoven, played by the Belcher Quartet. We'll be hearing the quartet in G, Opus 18, number 2, the Razumovsky Quartet in E minor, Opus 59, number 2, and the quartet in C sharp minor, Opus 131. That's at 2 o'clock. But now it's time for the Early Music Show with Lucy Skeeping.
Welcome to the show and highlights today from a concert given in Freiburg. This is the southernmost city of Germany, the home of one of the country's oldest universities and dominated by a Gothic cathedral that dates back to the 1200s. So there was some controversy when the ultra-modern concert house with its glass front and jagged style roof opened its doors for business back in the mid-1990s. Since then, it's played host to concerts of all kinds, and today's performance is given by one of Germany's most acclaimed ensembles, the Freiburg Baroque Orchestra, who've been at the top of their game for over 20 years, touring to just about every corner of the globe with their sparkling interpretations of music from the 18th century. Their programme includes a setting of the Lamentations of Jeremiah by the Prague-born composer Jan Dismas Zelenka, which features the voice of the Norwegian baritone Johannes Weiser, and music by Johann Gottlieb Goldberg, a pupil of J.S. Bach. And we'll also hear 3 works by Bach himself, beginning with his Fantasy in C minor. This was originally written as a prelude and fugue for solo organ, and you can still hear much of that sustained organ-like texture in this version for orchestra. Bach's Fantasy in C minor, played by the Freiburg Baroque Orchestra. A highlight from their concert recorded for us by the European Broadcasting Union at the Freiburg Concert House. They're joined next by the singer Johannes Weiser for the first of the two vocal works we'll hear. And it's another piece by Bach, the first movement from Cantata No. 82, Ich habe genug. It was first given in 1727 for the Feast of the Purification of Mary, which fell on the 2nd of February. So, give or take a day or two, I guess it's rather timely to include it in today's programme. The text is very bleak, an anticipation of death, whether Christ's or our own. The opening bars with their lilting violins may well remind you of Erbarme dich from the Matthew Passion. I have now had enough. I have now my Saviour, the hope of the faithful, enfolded within my loving embrace. On him I have gazed. Jesus is imprinted on my heart, and I would now with gladness make my departure.
Thank you.
the aria Ich habe genug, the opening of Bach's Cantata 82. Johannes Weiser was the soloist with the Freiburg Baroque Orchestra, directed from the violin by Petra Mullianz. Now, these days, we tend to think of a sonata as a piece for one instrument, accompanied, say, by a keyboard. But back in the 18th century, the term was used more loosely. And the sonata we're going to hear now is actually a substantial work for orchestra, more like an early symphony, I guess. It's by Johann Gottlieb Goldberg, a pupil of both J.S. Bach and his son Wilhelm Friedemann. And yes, in case you're wondering, almost certainly the man for whom the famous Goldberg variations were named, and probably their first performer too. Goldberg was born in Danzig in 1727. He had a very short life. He was just 29 when he died. But he showed great talent for the harpsichord. In fact, he was widely considered to be the foremost German keyboard player of the mid-18th century. We know precious little else, except that his undeniable gifts apparently came at a price. Throughout his life, he veered between manic high energy to extreme melancholy and self-doubt, even destroying much of his own output. Consequently, very little of it survives. What struck me, though, when I heard this sonata was the incredible richness of his writing, at times almost to the point of confusion, and yet there's still a unity and integrity as a whole. Who knows what Goldberg might have come up with if fate had allowed him to live just a little longer.
Thank you.
The Freiburg Baroque Orchestra with Johann Gottlieb Goldberg's Sonata in C minor, a highlight from their concert given at the Concerthaus in Freiburg. Another particularly fine piece in their programme was a really moving setting of the Lamentations of the Prophet Jeremiah by Jan Dismas Zelenka. Bohemian by birth, Zelenka spent most of his life at the court in Dresden, and the Lamentations were no doubt intended for the electoral chapel. A different part of the text was sung on each of the 3 days leading up to Easter, and we're going to hear the second, the setting for Good Friday. Since the Middle Ages, it was traditional to begin each of the sections of text with a chant on one of the letters of the Hebrew alphabet. And here we begin with the 12th letter, Lamed, which represents learning or wisdom. But as you'll hear, Zelenka gives us not so much a simple chant as a series of melismatic passages which offer a contrast to the recitative that follows each time. So in a way, as a composer, Zelenka was both looking back to an older tradition and at the same time looking forward to the declamation style of the Baroque. The final Hebrew letter we hear sung is Samech, representing the endless cycle, the fact that everything in the world should be accepted equally. And each section is brought to an end with the words, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, turn to the Lord your God. So here to sing Zelenka's Lamentations is Johannes Weiser with the Freiburg Baroque Orchestra.
Yeah. voi viderunt tibi fal sait solta, becca per levant iniquitatem, ute a penitentia provocarent. Viderunt autem tibi assumptiones falsas, et
subertebamus omnes transeunt sperminam, sibila perunt et moverunt caput sum super filia Jerusalem. Et cine est hos dicentes perfecti decoris, gaudium universae
Thank you.
Johannes Weiser was the soloist in the second of the settings by Jan Dismas-Zelenka of the Lamentations of the Prophet Jeremiah, one of the highlights from the concert given by the Freiburg Baroque Orchestra, directed by Petra Mullians. And so to our final piece today, and it's another piece by Bach and a great favourite of mine, the Concerto for Violin and Oboe in D minor, BWV 1060. This is a work that only survives in a later version Bach made of it. In the 1720s, when he was in Leipzig, he rearranged it as a concerto for two harpsichords, but it's generally agreed that, in common with other harpsichord concertos, he'd originally written it for two different instruments, and non-matching ones at that, because the two solo lines are so very different in character. So it's the reconstructed version we're going to hear now, with oboe and violin bringing their special characters to the two solo lines. There are three movements. First, a steady allegro with the soloists showing their colours right away. Then the adagio has the oboe and violin singing out of the lilting orchestral accompaniment. And it is so much like the slow movement of the famous double violin concerto. And then to end, a full-on fugue with lots of imitation and repetition back and forth between the instruments. Unstoppable. So here are Anne-Catherine Brueggemann on the oboe, violinist Petra Mullians, and the Freiburg Baroque Orchestra, ending today's early music show with one of Bach's finest, the Concerto in D minor.
Thank you.
The Concerto for Violin and Oboe by J.S. Bach, played there by the oboist Anne-Catherine Brueggemann and the violinist Petra Mulliens, with the Freiburg Baroque Orchestra. And that ends today's programme, which was presented by Lucy Skeeping.
Original British drama on BBC Radio 3.
I only started listening to the news because Chubby Checker was taunting me. I'd never even heard of nuclear disarmament, but the radio said the anarchists were running riot. It was that phrase that got me, running riot. I had no idea what an anarchist was when I decided to become one.
From the miners' strike to the protesters at St Paul's. For tonight's drama on Three, the story of one family and four decades of protest.
If you're not there, you don't know, and you don't feel it.
Brand new drama on Three, My Generation, tonight at 8:30 on BBC Radio 3.
And at 4 o'clock today, there's another chance to hear Wednesday's choral evensong service from St Paul's Cathedral. We'll be hearing music by William Byrd, Thomas Tomkins, Thomas Tallis, Michael Tippett and César Franck. And that starts at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Now it's just after 2 o'clock and time for the Sunday concert. It's presented by Susie Klein.
If I have seen further, it is only by standing on the shoulders of giants. So said the groundbreaking Sir Isaac Newton of his influential predecessors. But those words might just as well have been uttered by Ludwig van Beethoven, a man who also relished discovery and invention, who equally admired his own great heroes, Haydn and Mozart. Well, this afternoon here at Wigmore Hall, we've three of Beethoven's best-loved quartets, performed by one of the most dynamic young chamber groups around, the Belcher Quartet, part of their ongoing survey of the complete Beethoven string quartets. Well, they open this recital with an early work, Beethoven's quartet in G major, Opus 18, number 2, one of his first anxious attempts at quartet writing. Haydn and Mozart, he felt, were simply too ingenious. Beethoven feared his efforts would be mediocre at best. And if you take a look at the composer's manuscripts for these early chamber works, you see loads of sketches, of revisions, crossings out, that show quartet writing was no easy task for this young man. The answer, it seemed, was humour. Taking part of a quartet by his great mentor Haydn and reworking it tongue-in-cheek, Beethoven's slow movement here mimicking one of Haydn's. So now, here to perform Beethoven's early G major quartet, Opus 18, number 2, it's the Belcher Quartet.
Thank you. Thank you.